This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 2.5 years on, there is some closure today in the Deepwater Horizon Gulf oil spill. BP is going to pay $1.3 billion in criminal penalties for the biggest oil spill this country has ever seen. It's part of an overall settlement of $4.5 billion for the disaster that left 11 workers dead. The Justice Department has also charged two BP employees with manslaughter. So at the end of the day, we have individuals and a company charged as criminals, which means what exactly? Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff sorts it out.
We all know what happens to humans who are criminals, but what about a company?
There is nobody to kick or to throw in prison when you're talking about a corporation.
David Skeel is a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He says corporations have personalities and cultures just like people, and a criminal conviction sends a message.
We're saying that that corporate culture, that corporate personality has acted in a way that we believe to be criminal.
BP has agreed to plead guilty to 11 felony counts of misconduct and one of obstruction of Congress. Some convicted corporate felons have been banned from doing business with the federal government. Blaine Lassen of Loyola Law School in New Orleans says criminal charges are about deterrence.
The most effective way to do that against a corporation, of course, is to hurt its bottom line by requiring them to pay a criminal penalty that is going to be meaningful in financial terms.
The $4 billion is less than BP's profits last quarter. But Abram Lustgarten, who covers BP for ProPublica, says pending civil cases could drain more than $20 billion from BP.
The most important cases are yet to be resolved.
And prison isn't out of the question. The Justice Department has charged three BP employees on counts ranging from manslaughter to obstruction of Congress. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.